Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of future NFL draft prospects. And today we have a great running back for you out of Akron. He also played at Colorado State. It's none other than Donnell Alexander. Donnell, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Sorry about the confusion earlier. You were supposed to come on at 2. We brought you on at 2:30, and lo and behold, it's 2:50. But with that said, we appreciate you taking your time. Can you believe your time is a college athletes kind of come and gone, and now you look to get to that next level?
Well, first, thanks for having me. But, no, you know, time definitely flew past. I mean, I was just talking about that today with friends, saying, like, you know, we can still remember stepping foot on campus for the first day, kind of unaware of what's about to happen the next week at workouts. And now I'm graduated, got my degree in, trying to go to the next level.
Nice. And for you, you know, we got to kind of get this out of the way before we kind of talk, because people are going to be, you know, interested if they don't know. Obviously, you're the son of the late, great Derek Thomas, the great Chiefs standout. Growing up with that and the backside, I mean, were expectations always kind of maybe higher for you? I mean, you know, I'm sure you probably played Pop Warner or Pee Wee, and you're always kind of like, hey, right, this is Derek Thomas's kid. So they probably look at you like, wow, how are you going to wow us today? Kind of just talk about playing with that title next to your name as a young kid.
Yeah, when I was younger, of course, you know, it was always brought up constantly. I mean, I really didn't even have to bring it up too much myself. But as far as expectations, I think it was just, you know, people just expected, like, okay, well, you know, they was more interested to see, well, what can he do? Because, you know, obviously my father was a great at what he did. So I think it was more so they was just curious to see, like, what I could do on the field. And, you know, obviously we're on different sides of the balls, but when I was younger, I definitely played a lot more defense. So I actually thought that's where I would end up at, but turns out it didn't happen that way. But I think, yeah, I think people definitely looked at me and, you know, somewhat had their own expectations of what I should be able to do on the football field.
Nice. Then have you been playing since, like, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days?
Yeah, I live, I grew up in Tennessee when I was younger, and, you know, they started, like, their league literally basically started at, like, around 4 or 5, and we was in full pads then, so I've been playing pretty much contact football since around age 5.
Wow, that's funny stuff. And were you that kid back then? I mean, if the football was in your hand like it is now, were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns? I mean, basically, the ball was in your hand, it was going to lead to points on the board?
Oh, Little League, yeah, it almost wasn't really fair. They used to try to make me play up a little bit just because I was always a little bigger, so I had to play up. But when in Little League, I mean, if it was that easy now, no telling where I would be.
Yeah, if it was that easy now, yeah, you'd be well on your way to the promised land, if you will. So kind of talk about, you know, so you obviously played that running back position, I assume, your whole life. I mean, I don't see why the ball wouldn't have been in your hands. I mean, I'm sure you may have played both sides of the football in high school. But, I mean, talk about, you know, coming out of college, you know, you went to Colorado State. Coming out of high school, what were your other options?
Oh, well, I had, like, a lot of schools that was interested, but, you know, like, my family, we moved around quite a lot. So a lot of times I would somewhat get lost in, like, you know, I guess lost in the shuffle, but I definitely was receiving looks from, like, the K-State, Nebraska, okay, Iowa, Arkansas, Miami, just stuff like just was getting letters and stuff, not all offers, and then, like, from, like, North Dakota State. And, you know, what kind of landed me at Colorado State was the fact that they definitely knew, like, my situation going on, that I was going through some troubles when I was younger and stuff. And they just, you know, they was there for me. It was always just at the door, just, you know, just contacting me, just make sure everything was good. And so, I mean, once everything kind of settled in and I started going to some camps and the school started really coming in, I had committed to Colorado State, and I just pretty much stuck with them because they stuck with me through it all. So.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Donnell Alexander, the running back from Akron, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, you know you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and it will also be featuring his draft bio page, we always like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. We need no stone unturned, if you will. We really like to bring you guys the most exclusive opportunity to know this guy inside and out. And we pass this off to NFL scouts because they like to know these guys as well, and sometimes they like to know them from the media side instead of the grueling kind of one-on-one sometimes they have to go through with these gentlemen as they make that process. So you go to Colorado State, you end up at Akron. What was the transition like, and you know, what did Coach Bowden do that, you know, knew that you'd be a good fit when you arrived with the Zips?
You know, the transition, that it was Colorado, which is, I kind of didn't appreciate the scenery, the, you know, the sunshine, the mountain, all that stuff. I guess I kind of took that for granted. But when I got here, you know, it was just like, dang, it was raining every day. It was cold. And I'm just like, wow, dang, it's crazy. But as far as the team, you know, they brought me in with welcome, all, like, open arms. And, you know, it seemed like I honestly had been a part of their team for much longer than I did. So that transition was easy. Of course, you know, you always, when you go somewhere new, you always know it's like, you know, I'm sure there's expectations of you. So, you know, they sit me down and we talked, and, you know, obviously it turned out to be a good decision. We had a pretty good season. So, you know, I liked what I did in that far as making that decision to come here.
Definitely. And it's kind of funny as you talk about that, as I'm like maybe 30 minutes away in Youngstown, Ohio. That's where I'm based out of. So when you talk about gloom and rain, I could definitely I felt with you very much to know that you were leaving Colorado Springs and coming to Akron. It was definitely probably a change of scenery without a doubt.
Yeah,
before
time.
We went live, I texted your ex-teammate, former teammate Juwan Chisholm, and he said he still owes you for breaking his agility record of 3.9 or something like that. Any comment?
Nah, you know, every record I get is meant to be broke someday. So, that's my guy, man. I love Juwan, man. He was one of the people that, you know, that I basically had, you know, my first friendship when I came to Akron. He was, you know, the one that I seemed to click with the most initially. And, you know, I just liked what I seen from him.
Yeah, I love Juwan. Like I said, he's one of my favorite kids. I still think, you know, I still hope he gets another shot. Like I said, I mean, I know he's with the Steelers for a while.
He definitely belongs in that league somewhere.
Yeah, it blows me away. I mean, he has the size, the speed. I don't know. I think it's one of those things that baffles me. But I guess that's a show for another day, a topic for another time. But I knew when you were coming on, I wanted to text him, and you know, and I said, hey, well, you know, give me something about Donnell. And he's like, what? I go, let me something to tell you him about. And he goes, well, he's a quiet guy. And he goes, and tell him I still owe him for breaking my agility record at 3.9. And he put, ha ha. So for you, I mean, what are scouts going to like about you? This kind of say, you know, you're sitting in the film room with these guys. They're watching the film of you. What are those traits that you bring to the running back position, you know, that they're going to kind of fall in love with? It's going to make you, you know, capable of getting to that next level.
You know, like I always tell people, it's much more to being a running back than just running the football. I mean, there's a lot of people that can do stuff with the football, but I think it's just the far preparation. I'm going to come prepared. I'm going on the assignment. And I think being versatile, I love catching the ball out of the backfield. I love blocking and protecting the quarterback. Like, I really take that as like a job. I enjoy doing it. I just feel like I'm not going to let another person that line up on the opposite end of that football field beat me to that quarterback. And that, I mean, you know, just taking pride in that. And like I said, the preparation, trying to be versatility, just use my versatility as far as catching and, you know, just bring it more to the game and just competing.
Right.
I'm going to always compete and, you know, just try to do my best on the field no matter what. So I feel like that's something that I bring to a team as far as, like I said, just competing, being versatile and obviously running the ball. But, I mean, that's what they bring everybody there for, to run the ball. But just what else can you do to separate yourself? So.
Yeah, definitely. Anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes it's the offense you run where you can't showcase certain skills. I mean, if they're asking you to do one thing, you can't do something else. Or it could be leadership qualities, game film study. I mean, what do scouts need to know about Donnell Alexander that they've yet to find out that's a big, big plus?
I mean, I think this past season I didn't, you know, get to really showcase my, you know, I like lining up, catching football. I didn't really get to showcase that as much this year. And I wasn't involved on, like, kick return and stuff like I normally do. So this year, I mean, So they obviously didn't get to see much of that this year. But, you know, what I think they should know about me is just, you know, I'm going to be a good guy, like leader. I like to be a leader. But, I mean, I'm not really the hoorah leader. You know, I kind of like just like to lead by example. I can't be the guy sitting there yelling, telling somebody else to get up and do all this stuff. And, you know, because, I mean, we all get tired sometimes, and you know, but I just feel like if I'm leading by example and showcasing that, I'm finishing through the line, running hard, and, you know, doing, putting it all on the line, and that's more than that's all that needs to be said. Everybody else needs to, you know, they can follow suit, basically.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, I see so many different heights and weight variables, you know, when you're searching the internet for guys. I mean, what's your height weight right now?
I'm 5'11", 210.
That's perfect. That's always a nice size. And do you play right around 210? Is that your playing weight?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I like to be around that weight, or at nice. 207 at the very least.
Okay. And then, obviously, Pro Day's coming up. When's Pro Day?
On the 18th of March.
The 18th of March. Yeah. You ready?
Oh, it's like I'm so anxious for that situation. Just like I just wanted to get here and get done. You know, just I'm ready to just go ahead and do it. You know, so. Obviously, going to the combine can be a little frustrating because, you know, everybody wants to be there and, you know, feel like they should be there. So, you know, I just was watching that, and then I'm like, man, I'm just ready for my day to get here.
Are you training at school? Are you training at school? I'm actually back home
in Missouri with this guy named Alfonso Hodge. He played for the Chiefs back in the day, and he's actually from Ohio, but training with him, and there's a few other guys there. Around just played at different schools, and we're all there, and so training there, and you know, I feel like he's getting us prepared very well.
Nice, nice. So everything should be full go come Pro Day.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, it got to be the plan, right? Yeah, if not, then something bad happened. We don't want that to happen at all. And like I said, I'll be there. I'll be able to see. I'll be able to put the eyes on you on March 18th when you're up there. And
hopefully I get to meet you in person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always fun having guys on, especially the Akron guys or Kent State guys or YSU, Michigan, you know, the area stuff, you know. I mean, obviously, you know,
right.
Penn State, Ohio State, stuff locally. It's fun to talk with the guys on the show. We also had Jadavious Brown, your teammate, on the show not too long ago, and, you know, spoke with him. So, you know, be able to see him. And, you know, obviously we watched Juwan last year. Juwan did a great job. And so, like I said, actually, I remember somebody scorched him at down at the Gridiron Classic he went to. They said he wouldn't run. I think they said he'd run like a 4.6 or higher or something. And I remember the guy still owes a mistake because I think Juwan ran 4.4 or something. So that was kind of a comical thing. But before we let you go today, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living making money doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a popular boy band? Are we more likely to see Donnell Alexander as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, I used to think I had a little singing voice back in the day, so I guess I'll probably get on the stage and try to showcase my vocals.
Oh, there you go. And the final question, usually this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most. We're talking female celebrities. And if you could invite any young lady out.
I already got my answer.
All right. Well, go ahead. If you can invite anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who is it?
It's Rihanna. I didn't even have to guess that. Think about it at all.
Just so you know, we usually tally the names up after all the shows that right before the draft. We'll announce who won. Rihanna was last year's champ. She took down Beyonce.
Somebody else trying to take my girl.
Yeah, Beyonce was a two-time winner. And Rihanna took her down. And actually, kind of surprising, Rihanna's kind of a quiet name. Beyonce's a big name right now again. Obviously, I mean, she's Beyonce. She's always in the realm. But,
of course.
Yeah. Here's a surprise name of the year. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
See, I don't think I want a girl that could beat me up and forgive me.
Yeah, and a lot of guys say that. For everybody that says that, when I actually bring up that's her name, that's the exact response most of the other guys say. It's like, man, I don't want a girl that's gonna, you know, maybe take me down for coming home late. So yeah, I know you don't want nobody wants that. So man, hey, fabulous career. I was able to see you play a couple times. It's always nice, even you know when you have a guy on the show that you've had the binoculars on. But again, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I can't wait to meet you on the 18th of March. Until then, stay humble. No problem at all, man. So, hey, good luck on the 18th. I'll see you then, my man.
All right, thanks.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Donnell Alexander, the standout running back from Akron, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of the show in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You can also check out his draft bio page at collegetopro.com.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.